our results leveraging advantage, and is what qualifies us as, in Peter Drucker's view, venture capitalists. Everyone is a customer. Everyone is a potential partner. Let's talk about how that theory works in typical Salvation Army practice. I remember a Boston area community with a long list of needs, more than we could have served with our limited resources. Yet because we are committed to an holistic approach, we were determined to make a difference in the lives of families there. Here's one way we could have tackled those problems. We could have played the role of social service experts. After all, this is territory in which we have a lot of experience. We could have brought in specialists to decide the most pressing needs, get some grant money, and then launch programs to attack what we identified as high-priority issues, perhaps with the help of outside consultants or government partners. But if you're not careful with that kind of approach, you end up casting people in the neighborhood as victims and yourself as rescuer. These roles have a way of solidifying so that before you know it, you have made the relationships permanent. It becomes your permanent job to hand out charity, their permanent job to need it. Resentment and frustration build on both sides until the money runs out. Then you're back where you started from, facing seemingly intractable dilemmas with even fewer resources and with even higher cynicism from customers and potential investors. There's not enough money, not enough staff and volunteers in the world to support a permanent population of rescuers and victims. Better to put the energy into a strategy that unlocks those roles, that stands a chance of multiplying the resources you bring to the problem by cutting through the cynicism and turning care recipients into caregivers, which gets us to the approach we took in that Boston area neighborhood. Our workers formed a team of experts who visited homes at the invitation of parents, and the meetings were really just conversations. You end up with an action step, said the Salvationist in charge of Army Social Services there, but you don't go in with an agenda. For an hour and a half or so, we just talked about what they know about the community, about who they are as individuals, and what they wanted for their families. Issues arose without much prompting. For instance, some of the working parents with jobs that started before our center opened wanted earlier operating hours for the facility. There was no money for that, our people told the parents, but they didn't let the subject drop. They asked if maybe there was some other solution that didn't require raising more money or hiring more people. They threw it open for discussion. If we consider this together, they asked, if we think about what each of us can bring to the table, is there some way we can accommodate these parents' particular needs? One of the mothers volunteered a solution. She could babysit some of the kids until the center opened if parents would bring them by her house on their way to work. Then she'd take them to the center when she took her own.